Morning show winding down, and it's Caleb in for Paul. Hopefully Paul will be back tomorrow. He's a bit under the weather, and we are quickly wrapping up today's morning show. It's been a lot of fun, but continuing on the sports theme, and for the past hour we've really kind of been talking about different sports. We're going to turn our focus a little locally and talk about the Sportport program. Delaney Houle's here, and she's the Sportport coordinator for Port Huron City Recreation Department. Delaney, good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey, so Sportport, other than being a little hard to pronounce, what is it?
So Sportport is a grant program that we received mostly in thanks to Project Play Southeast Michigan. And Port Huron's actually one of the first five communities to pilot this program. Through the YMCA actually has a van that goes out with equipment and does guided play. And we at the City Rec actually have a stationary equipment lending library where you can come basically check out equipment and take it wherever you want and play with it like a library book.
Who can do that? Anyone?
Anyone. Yep. Okay. We're trying to get the whole point of the program is to encourage kids to get active back into sports, make them affordable and accessible.
So. Can adults do it too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What kind of equipment do you
have? We won't turn. So we did just get some winter equipment. We have sleds and stuff. So if the snow sticks around, we do have that. But we also have soccer balls, basketballs, soccer nets, a flag football kits, a lot of different stuff. So
you could do you have stuff for individual sports, but also like stuff for team sports. So you might pull the trailer up to a park and turn it into a soccer field for the day.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We have nets. Cones, soccer balls, pretty much all you would need.
So Sportport is this, and we're going to talk about an event taking place this upcoming weekend, but this is a really relatively new thing. And you're saying we're one of five communities?
We're one of the first five pilot communities. There's, I think, about up to like 12 to 15 now all through the thumb, but we were one of the first five to kind of roll it out. So,
so it's called Sportport. And this coming weekend, at the SC4 Fieldhouse, you're going to be able to bring the kids and do a sport sampler day. What's that?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the big planks of our platform is encouraging kids to sample multiple sports because they are more likely to find one that they will enjoy and keep and then remain active through most of their life. So we partnered up the Y, us at the City Rec, and SC4, the St. Clair County Community College, to do a sports sampler day. So kids can come in this Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10:30 and kind of go around stations and do games and drills, stuff like that, led by Skipper's athletes.
So what kind of different games, sports, what's all
just
available?
You know, we have the volleyball team, the men's and women's basketball team, softball and baseball there. They're just going to go do little stations. You know, you could go to the volleyball station and learn some, maybe like bumps at spike, stuff like that. They're just going to play games and kind of teach you the basics, see if you're interested.
And now it's my understanding that if you show up to this event in the morning, that you might get a ticket into a game later on that evening.
Yes. So to continue the encouragement in sports, SC4 has actually offered anybody who attends will also receive free tickets to both the women or men's basketball games that are at 1 and 3 p.m. that afternoon.
All right, so that's taking place 8:30 to 10:30, SC4 Fieldhouse?
Yep.
So you just walk right in there, or do you have to make reservations? Or
nope. If you walk in, you will have you do need a parent in attendance if you're bringing your kid, and then you got a quick waiver to fill out, and you're good to go.
Okay. So Sportport, and going back to our original conversation about, you know, what this is and everything, this is a part of the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation that kind of spearheaded this, right?
Yes.
And we've been hearing a lot about them, and they've been doing a lot of good in our community. And the whole goal is what? Just to get people active?
Yeah, to keep them active and to keep them, sports are becoming pretty expensive or pretty competitive, and basically to kind of make them more accessible and more fun as well. So
no age range.
It's targeted between kids. The grant is targeted between kids the ages of 6 to 12, but if you want to come Saturday, we're not going to turn anybody away.
So you can be older than 12 and show up, or younger than 6 and show up on Saturday.
Yep, anybody's welcome.
Check out the athletes from SC4. They'll be participating in the Sport Port Sport Sampler Day. It's a little hard to get out there, but it sounds like a good program. Wish you the best of luck, Delaney.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully we'll have more in the future, too. So.
Yeah, please let us know. SC4 Fieldhouse is Saturday morning. Bring the kids, check out some sports, and get some free tickets to some local basketball games as well. So Delaney and Delaney Houle from the City Recreation Department, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, we're about to put a bow on this show. We have a few more minutes left on the morning show. Thanks for sticking around, and we'll be back in just a few more minutes to wrap it up.